It's dusk at the Texas coastal town of Port Aransas, and Jason Montgomery, John Wilhelm, and Grenade Fiedler jump on their boat, put life vests on, and make final preparations. Unlike others heading out to the Gulf of Mexico for fishing or fun, this trio is on the clock. They're the face of DHS on the water. Chris Gillespie is their boss, in charge of the South Texas Marine Interdiction Unit.
A lot of people don't realize that there is a border right out here in the Gulf, just as there is on land.
The boats work with drones up in the air. Drone operators give boat agents a huge scope of vision. Gillespie says last year, his unit seized marijuana worth $7 million and cocaine worth $12 million. Agents rev up the 39-foot-long Midnight Express Interceptor. The boat can zoom to 60 knots, and armed with satellite radar, it's ready to give chase day or night. The crew should know. They've done it plenty of times. Agent Montgomery says that just like on land, out at sea, there are Mexican drug smugglers always looking for new recruits.
The local fishermen, you know, due to the downturn in the economy, start searching for other means to increase their income and turn to smuggling.
Suspicious activity at sea is hard to detect. Drugs are often stashed in secret compartments underneath boat decks. You need to have a trained navigator's eye to detect anomalies. From behind the steering wheel, Agent John Wilhelm describes what to look for.
We see like a high-end $250,000 boat, and the scheme's off, or it's below the waterline, but it's not operating properly. There'd be a big telltale. Okay, what's up with that? You know, why is that sitting that way?
Once out of the bay, the crew gets ready to face the fierce wind and choppy waters. You better hang tight when an agent yells, "Coming up," meaning the boat is about to pick up speed.
Coming up!
The agents make a couple of stops. One is to check out markers in the water that seem out of place. Montgomery says sometimes smugglers use them to stash loads underwater, but no drugs this time. Pulling into a nearby coastal town, the agents dock at Redfish Willie's Waterfront Grill, a new restaurant. They strike up a conversation with the staff.
Are you guys going to have dinner with us?
Not tonight.
Agents actually spend a good chunk of their time creating rapport with locals, looking for tips on smugglers. While his colleagues chat with the locals, Agent Montgomery sneaks away. He wants to check out a boat he has seen docked here before. The owner comes over. He doesn't want to be named for the story, but he agrees to an inspection.
Anytime you want to come check this boat out, brother, come check it out.
Good deal, yeah. We might just talk to you just to see how the fishing was. When you
look for drugs, but that's not the only thing the agent wants to hear about. So if you
pull all those out, did I give you a card already?
Yeah.
Okay. When you're out there and stuff, man, you know, if you see something that doesn't look right.
If I see something that don't look right, I'm going to report it.
Yeah. Give me a shot. We'll be out there.
Back out on the Gulf. It's nighttime now, and as the boat goes far from shore, it's suddenly pitch black. The agents have night vision goggles, but they count on the drone up in the sky for backup. As they head back home for the night, the drone operations center checks in. The drone isn't picking up any activity. It's a quiet night for the Marine Interdiction Unit. But come tomorrow, they'll do it all over again. Reporting from the Texas Gulf Coast, I'm Hernan Rosenberg.